Man burps out entire internal intestinal tract. News
as
at 11.
To his external intestinal tract?
Yeah, sometimes.
His extestinal tract?
Extestinal.
Extestinal tract is my new alien-based cover band.
Ooh.
Extra intestinal? Ooh, extra intestinal. I really like that.
The extra intestinal.
Okay.
Extra intestinal. It sounds like...
You're ordering tripe and...
No, it sounds like the name of that, like, garage band that's not very good that thinks they're going to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. No,
I
dated, like, five of those drummers. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the bassist.
A couple of them are just like, we're just screwing around here, but, like, one of them is like, no, we're going to make it big, guys. We are extestinal tract.
Extra intestinal?
Extra intestinal. Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah. Like, that's absolutely...
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I believe you. That's that sounds 100%
And that
correct.
Guy later became Blue Man Group, all on his own.
Oh.
One person became a group?
A group of one. Yeah, that's why it's not a Blue Men Group.
No, that's because of his name. His name is Carl Blumen.
Oh, the Blumen Group.
It's the Blumen Group. Greetings, Apropossy, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos Nothing Podcast.
So
with
stupid.
Your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
Why am I laughing at that?
Allow the dismay.
No. That is not funny.
It's not.
I thought it was funny. But I'm also dismayed. I'm not angry. I'm not even disappointed.
James, whether you think something is funny has no relation to whether something is funny.
Subjective comedy flavors are objectively flavorless.
No, they just run... They just...
Subjective comedy flavors opening for extra intestinal tract.
You gotta watch out for the secret tract.
I would definitely watch that show. I would also drink what's in front of me.
I want to drink. Hey, so we're having the hot apple cider again. Because,
hot apple cider, yummy, yummy.
That's the season, that's the flavor, and that's what I had on hand. Mm-hmm. So,
all good reasons.
This time we are drinking it with some kind of rum. I don't know. Salsa gave me a bottle, and I put booze into it.
James brought the bottle over at one point.
That bottle right there, the Appleton whatever.
Yeah.
Do you want to... Here, fine. I didn't realize I was going to be doing all of this. Ugh.
Oh, you're going to be doing a lot of heavy lifting.
No, this is James's job, to be fair. He is our engineer.
Yeah, but he's so tired.
He's a
tired boy. And honestly, I would rather he not work hard so that he has enough energy to get me home.
Yeah, okay. I'm bad at this job at the best of times.
Okay, Appleton Estate, crafted and aged, blah, 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 heart of Jamaica. It is a Jamaican rum.
Well, all right.
Our estate's storied history and commitment to expressing truth. That tells me nothing about tasting stuff. Yeah.
It's rum.
Whatever. It's rum from Jamaica. It's Jamaican rum.
All right.
So.
And it's Jamaican me thirsty.
All right. I'm going to drink this.
That was not a good joke.
No.
No.
Oh, this is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Does the job.
Ooh. Yeah, it does.
All right.
I feel like that's what healing potion tastes like.
It is.
Okay, this is called a healing potion.
Yeah. Yeah,
excellent.
Right.
We're named.
Mm-hmm. No.
All right.
The blend on it is actually quite nice. Like, there's nothing sharp jabbing at me. It just tastes apple-y with a little boozy.
And warm and fills my...
A touch spicy.
Fills my chest.
It's a cozy
warmth.
Hug for your insides.
Yeah.
All right, well, James, we'll make you go first so that you can nap after this.
Oh, thank God.
And at some point, we'll be with you. Just stop talking, James. Just go take a nap. We'll cut you off.
Sleep.
I want to tell you that joke came up so much this weekend. Cole was like, yeah, I'm going to knock him out. And I was like, yeah? And he's like, yeah, get me a hammer. And I was like, what are you going to do, dangle the hammer in front of me? You're feeling sleepy, very sleepy. And yeah, it's it.
Okay, so what did you do, though? It would have
been amazing if you had fallen asleep halfway through that story.
It would be good. So in 2017, Rue started...
Too far back. Let's go just last week.
Started a movie project to watch all 100 movies on the AFI Top 100. Mm. And since I had supported watching several of these films, I got to be included in the finale, which is just happened this weekend.
Finally.
The last two films were Blade Runner and with...
Which Blade Runner?
That's the question, right?
The
final cut of Blade Runner.
Okay.
Yes. Not the original cut. Not the TV cut.
Not the director's cut.
Not the director's cut.
Controversial, this.
The
okay.
final cut.
All right.
Yeah. And so we watched that, and then the very last one that he had reserved was The Last Picture Show, which I'd never heard of.
Huh.
But...
Was there one after that?
No, that was The Last Picture Show.
Oh, okay.
Part two.
Thank you.
Right. Final Fantasy VII.
Yep.
So I, yeah. I never even heard of it, but it is, like, quietly amazing.
Okay.
Is it a sequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
No, but that definitely comes up when you search for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But The Last Picture Show is, like, a weird, sad slice of life of a tiny Texas town. And all of the goings-ons and aspirations and failings of everyone who lives there.
Yeah. Right.
And it's poignant. It's naked. A lot of it is naked.
It's naked.
There's so much nudity.
Oh, I'm in.
And it was a really well shot, really well directed, and very well written.
It's got Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, a young Jeff Bridges, Cloris Leachman. Frau Blücher.
Lots of nudity.
Is in that. Yeah. And also a young Cybill Shepherd, like unrecognizable Cybill Shepherd as well. And a number of other very popular actors. So, yeah, it was a good way to end out the night, but it was also quite late when we were done. Those are both fairly long movies, and all of the duties of parenthood and humanity are intermingled in the timing of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was absolutely worth sticking around for.
Yeah.
It was fucking great. So, it is emotionally difficult. I don't know that I would watch it again soon, but I would definitely watch it again.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was one of the things. Something else that happened very recently was that I had to replace all four tires on a car.
Wait, what? You had to release?
Replace.
Replace. Okay.
All four tires.
Okay. I got the rest of it. It was like, release them, like, into the wild.
Yes.
Like,
go. Roll on, little tire. Yeah.
You had to replace all four.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Was it one of those situations where one was bad, but because of how everything's balanced, you had to do them all?
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was that it's an all-wheel drive vehicle.
Yep.
And so, for those not in the know, if you have two good tires on an all-wheel drive vehicle, you have a two-wheel drive vehicle.
Yep.
Which is really not optimal in the winter when the vehicle's balanced for four.
Yep.
An accident had happened, and a bottle got driven over that had been left in a fast food drive-thru, and it just fucking ruined one of the tires. And they weren't especially badly worn, but it was just enough that you can't just get two.
Right.
So, it sucks, but it went very quickly. It was it was very smooth, the replacement process, and not all things considered, definitely could have been a lot worse. But
nice.
But yeah, just one of those things. I woke up in the morning to the the hard feelings of someone else who felt very responsible for having accidentally ruined one tire and then finding out that it had to be all
four. Yep.
Especially bitter.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. But yeah, thankfully, easy fix. The car is fine, and everyone involved is fine.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm quite pleased with the the result, just being a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, good. Mostly that. I'm trying to think of. So when we did the first Over the Garden Wall watch of this season, because it is now an annual tradition for my household,
sure.
A lot of people couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And some people were like, oh, if it was, you know, this particular weekend, then I definitely could. And so we did a second.
I didn't know about this.
Viewing. Oh.
I don't think I did.
Oh. I'm not on Facebook, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
we had the people over who had said that if it had been this particular weekend that they could make it, and so it was very successful. It was it's such a fucking cozy show. So I did not mind watching it a second time this year.
Yeah.
By any means. Yeah. And then I think for my birthday that gazpacho. Okay. For my birthday, I'm probably going to have people, yourself included.
I'm a person?
Today, sure. Yeah. Your paperwork came through, background check.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. I was worried about that.
We were too. Going to have some folks over to watch like Muppet Christmas Carol and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is like another cozy tradition.
There's so many Muppet Christmas Carol viewings.
Which version? Like, the final cut. No, the director's cut, the final one.
No, like four of my friends do Muppet Christmas Carol viewings. Mm-hmm. I get to see so much Muppet Christmas Carol, and this is not a complaint.
Yeah.
I will watch that that is one of the masterpieces of all time. I have three favorite Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely just stellar. I do like It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, I love It's a Wonderful Life.
And then Gremlins. So, yeah.
Solid good, trio.
Just round it all out.
Yeah. We did figure out what the spiritual trilogy. This is a project, an erstwhile project for many of my friends. The spiritual trilogy. We finally have a third movie for Princess Bride and Stardust. Ever After.
I was going to say that out loud before you said it. How do you finally? Okay.
Yeah. It took us
this
time to get there.
This is James.
All right.
Ruse Aaron. Was kind enough to fill in the blank for us. So
okay,
yeah. But this is a game that I really enjoy playing.
I feel like I've actually given you that answer before.
Are you sure you didn't tell me to put on onions and garlic and then decide on a film?
Right.
We don't make him feel bad for taking a long time to get there. We applaud him finally getting there.
Hmm.
Sure.
Yes, that is good.
So there's that.
Good job, James. You did a very good job. Okay.
Yeah. Frankly, I always believe that you have already told me things and that I'm only just realizing it. Yeah. That story checks out. Yeah. So there's that. But yeah, just kind of a nice, cozy start to the winter.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. It was Joe's birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He hates it when people celebrate his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I Man celebrated his heart. Birthday oh. all fucking day long.
Oh, seems what appropriate. A bitch.
He had properly. Coffeed.
Yeah.
Because morning coffee is essential.
Important. Yeah.
We went out for brunch at the Lowry. We were there for like 3 hours eating and drinking. I had so many mimosas. summoning mimosas. Then we went back home and, like, he played Stray for a bit.
Aw.
And yeah. Isn't that cute?
That's great.
It's on my wish list.
And it's fun watching Joe play it because he is a cat.
Yes.
And I watched him just go up onto rooftops to knock things over.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is correct.
Yeah. Story checks out.
Yeah. But I've also seen people play through it before on Twitch. So I was like, oh, and he's like 45 minutes in. So, like, watching him, like, start to learn bits and pieces of the story is just delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he did that, and I was doing mending, and we just talked, and then I played it for a little while, and we talked, and, like, then we continued to talk, and we just spent the entire day together for his birthday.
Oh.
It's one of those things where, yeah, he's my ex-boyfriend now. Like, mm-hmm. we're no longer partners.
Yeah.
In the traditional sense. But he is still very emotionally important to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of my favorite people and best friends and roommate and all the rest of that. So, I did realize, should I start dating again
mm-hmm.
at some point in time in the future? One of the things that happened when Joe and I started dating is I talked about Bill a lot, right?
Yeah.
And had a lot of Bill stories and things mm-hmm. like that. And at mm-hmm. one point, he got really frustrated because he was like, I keep hearing about this Bill guy, and, like, there's no way I'm ever going to live up to him. And I'm like, no, you're not. He's dead. He can't make any more mistakes. Like, that's just...
Mm-hmm.
But we did get divorced, and there were reasons for that.
Sure.
Like, mm-hmm. love him a lot. But, like, we couldn't be in a relationship together. And it's kind of a similar story with Joe, where mm-hmm. I love him a lot, but I can't be in a relationship with him
mm-hmm.
In the ways that I would like to be. Or that are just functional, really, in certain areas.
Yeah.
And so the problem is now if I date somebody, not only are they going to have to accept my dead mm-hmm. ex-husband, but also my current ex-partner roommate, who is also incredible and awesome and amazing, that I share a very close, loving relationship with.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're going to have to accept an awful lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
And yeah, that'll be fun when I get around to that at some point, maybe. Or not. Like, Bogwitch is really starting to sound so nice.
Yeah.
How about I don't date for a bit? How about I just, I don't know, hang out and stuff?
Seems like a pretty cool gig.
Right. So that's a thing I did.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, Allison Broering and Marlo, who are people that helped start Strike Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Allison and Marlo have retired.
Oh,
And they had a retirement party last Saturday.
Hey.
And it was filled with storytellers and people doing bits and telling stories and all the rest of it. It was a lovely time.
Mm-hmm.
It was scheduled to go from 7:30 to 9.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at that and went, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we stopped at like 10:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we just kept going for a while. I mean, the person who has the keys now is Fotis, so, like, he was in the front row. He was like, he got up to do his time to talk, and he was like, I know I'm only supposed to do 2 minutes, but I'm the one with keys to the building, so I'm going to take as long as enough. I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
I can do whatever the fuck I want right now.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, but it was lovely. It was fun. My favorite description of the event was like doing a comedy roast, except that like everybody's a unicorn. Like, it was like kind of roasting, but like everybody was so nice about it.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and telling stories that are kind of roasty, but like everybody is so nice. Like, and that's one of the reasons why I love her, and like all this other stuff. It was like, aw. This is the cutest roast ever. Like, so
it
that
was like a sous vide.
Yes, very much so. And then, yeah, went out for drinks afterwards with a few people. Pavel was one of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up getting us kicked out.
As one will.
Side tangent on Pavel. So he is part Chinese. And he had a t-shirt on that said, "Thank you, enjoy," and had a picture of a pagoda. Like the takeout delivery base.
Right.
And I went, "Pavel, I got the same t-shirt for Joe."
Oh, God. Yeah.
And he's like, "Yes, it's so good."
Oh.
I was like, and the two of them have never gotten to hang out much. So, like, that's a little sad because that is their sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, sure.
I feel like they would hit it off like a house on fire.
They would literally light the house on fire.
Yes,
they would.
And then giggle uncontrollably.
Yeah.
I actually, Pebble would recommend doing so, and Joe would be like, "All right, fuck it."
Yes, also that.
That's how that would.
Joe would already have the lip match in his hand.
"Oh, I did.
Are we waiting for cigarette.
Something? Yeah. Sorry."
Sure.
Yeah. But anyway, so we went to a local establishment for some drinks. Pebble went to go, like, put a coat on or do something, and a flask flew out of his pocket. Now, it was an empty flask.
Sure.
He's like, "I didn't technically bring alcohol into your alcohol establishment." They're like, "Get out. Just go. You can't do that."
Yeah. You can't bring an empty container in?
They weren't going to check. They were just like, "You brought a flask into our fucking establishment." And frankly, I mean, they can set whatever rules they want.
No, they absolutely can. But I was just surprised at I mean, again, technically has not broken any rules, but...
Eh. Or, well, not any laws.
Sure. That's what I meant.
Having a flask of any type might be against the rules, so...
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, so we got kicked out by way of... empty flask. But it was just a lovely time hanging out with storytellers and getting caught up on lives and chit-chatting and all the rest of that. Allison came out with us. And excellent. So we got to hear more Allison's stories, which is always delightful.
She is a delight.
Well, and one of the things that I love about Allison is she is weird. Mm-hmm. She is weird and she is awkward. Mm-hmm. And she consistently gives people permission to be weird and awkward.
Yeah.
And she's always encouraging in people to take up whatever space they may, whether it is just this average whatever or, you know, normal or weird or awkward or all of the above. Like, she's just like, "Yeah, weird and awkward, great. Not weird and awkward, great. Do the thing, mm-hmm. great. Not ready to do the thing? You'll get there. I believe in you. Let's do this." Like, but yeah, she's just, because she's so loud and proud about her weird awkwardness, it's stuff that just feeds into what an amazing person she is and how she creates space for people to be comfortable.
I've always felt her presence to be very affirming, and I think you just kind of untangled why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Amazing. Yeah.
So yeah, did that. That was lovely. Had some top secret meetings.
No, you were supposed to continue with the bada bada while I did. No, the moment's gone. The moment's gone.
Well, anyway, I had some secret meetings that I won't tell you about.
You ruined it. I was just sitting here, just now, thinking...
I don't believe you at all.
Wouldn't it be great if James knew what to
thinking
do?
Thinking that I own a flask.
Yeah.
Right.
An Erlenmeyer flask?
Why do I not carry it around with me? There's no reason I couldn't.
Well, if you did, you might get kicked out of that one place.
Well, there's that.
I don't even know what that one place is, so I don't care.
If you get pulled over, that probably might be a problem.
Maybe. I don't know.
If you have a flask in your coat when you're driving.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yep. I'm willing to bet.
I think the rule is you can't have alcohol within reach of you basically, right?
Yes. Mm.
Specifically, open container and a flask. It would be hard to prove that there wasn't alcohol in there, I think. Right?
Oh, yep. There would absolutely be alcohol in there.
I think the law states you can't. You could have it in the back.
Yeah, you could always put it in the trunk of the car. Mm-hmm. It can't be in the back seat unless it is, like, provably under something beyond a reasonable doubt that you would not have been able to stash it there.
This country sucks.
You got the math right. Like, you arrived at the correct answer. Yeah.
I didn't show my work, so... You don't know how I got to my answer.
I'm not sure that your long division is really correct.
You didn't see how I got to my answer. I still got the right answer.
I watched it happen.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
No, you didn't.
All right.
No, moment's over. It's too late, James. It's too late.
It's the top secret meetings. What have you been up to, Salsa?
I carry a flask around now.
Okay.
And you're basically telling me that I can't. And that fucking...
I didn't tell you shit. You didn't see my work.
I had my first of four Thanksgivings.
Ooh.
I think four.
I don't think that's enough. I think you need more Thanksgivings.
I mean, it's not up to me.
Four Thanksgivings, three Christmas Eves.
Yes, it is up to the scheduling of people that we know.
I mean, I offered you a fifth. You have declined.
I would accept a fifth.
Of vodka.
Yes.
In his flask.
Yes.
It's in his coat pocket, though.
That's fair.
But yeah, no, first Thanksgiving with my wife's father, we had a pork roulade, which is delicious.
Goddamn.
How roulade?
I know. What?
Yes.
And my kids made a trifle, which was delicious.
Yes. It is.
Yep. James had some.
I did.
I did not.
Because we had leftovers, because it's huge.
It was not trifling.
I was very specifically told that everybody that could eat it should eat it, except for those with dairy allergies.
Yes.
Yes. So.
By Salsa's youngest.
Yep.
And it was very adorable when he said it.
But yeah, no, we had all the food, and it was delicious. And I whenever it's time for dinner at his house... It's like, don't eat anything the rest of the day, because man knows how to cook. He knows his way around the kitchen, and he enjoys his way around the kitchen, and it's yummy. So
fantastic.
So yeah, did that, and then made our Christmas wish lists for the next time we see them will be Christmas, and this is tradition. Is we make our requests on Thanksgiving, and then Christmas rolls around. That's what we get.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
No, it's a fantastic. We get together a month before present giving, and it's just like, better time to tell people what you want?
Steve, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but didn't we used to do that when we were kids? Like, I feel like we did that as well. Like,
in the ancient times,
it makes sense.
Good idea.
The Sears catalog was distributed amongst the peasants.
Well, I remember Grandma would always complain, like, if you didn't say what you were going to get, or what you wanted, she would threaten to get you something she knew you didn't want.
Yeah.
And she would consistently threaten to get Steve pink underwear. That was her thing. That was the joke. That was the 80s. So anyway, so one year she did actually get him underwear.
Okay.
That looked like it was pink. She had wrapped it in pink cellophane.
Oh.
So the package looked like pink underwear. It was actually quite clever.
That's funny.
That is very clever. I was like, all right, this one paid off.
Nice.
But yeah, I think we did the same thing.
It's a good idea.
Normally Thanksgiving time.
So yeah, that's we did that. We ate all the things and drank all the things, and we had good festive cheer.
Feasted upon the lambs and the sloths and the breakfast cereals.
All the delicious food.
Yes.
You know, they really They put together a good table. We always have cheese and stuff like that before, and then we have a huge meal, and then we have, you know, bits of dessert afterwards.
And then we have the after meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the 11
C's and then second breakfast. Yes.
Yes. I thought it was second breakfast and then 11
C's. I don't know.
Afternoon tea.
Hmm.
Oh, wait, luncheon, afternoon tea.
Afternoon delight.
Dinner. Supper, dinner, dinner, supper.
I don't know what you're eating, James, but no. Sleep.
wow, that was...
And then, my daughter had a couple scrimmages that went well. And, that was kind of our, nice. Our weekend. Pretty chill, honestly.
Sounds lovely.
Very cool. So you have a few more Thanksgivings coming up. We do. We all have Thanksgivings coming up, mm-hmm. yeah?
Yeah, we got
talk about that for a second.
On Thanksgiving Day, we're going to have people over at our house for a Friendsgiving.
Mm.
And then the day after Thanksgiving...
Oh, I am people. I remember that.
And then the day after Thanksgiving, we're going to another Friendsgiving held at someone else's house. And then Saturday, we're having Thanksgiving with my wife's mother. So that's
charming.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Not enough. I only have two that I'm aware of. Mm. There's a Friendsgiving that I'm going to on Thanksgiving proper. I don't know. I was invited.
oh.
Yeah. It wasn't Salsa that invited me, but
Salsa has no taste. So story checks out.
Yeah. No. Well, Ray really likes me.
Huh.
Anyway.
It must be nice.
Also, she's the one on Facebook, so
that's true.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that on Thursday, and then Friday I'm having my annual Black Friday board games and crockpot buffet. Mm-hmm. Because I don't celebrate Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I did retail once and did a 12-hour shift on a Black Friday, and. Yep. Vowed never to go into a shop on a Black Friday ever again.
Yeah. Hear, hear.
Fuck. I like to have friends over for board games and stuff. And I do have my meal planned out, and I have purchased everything for it. We're going to have turkey. I'm doing a whiskey maple brine for the turkey. Yeah. Cook it with a little applesauce so that it keeps the moisture.
God damn.
Crockpot turkey is tricky.
Sure.
But it does generally maintain moisture. The applesauce on top actually really helps the turkey maintain its moisture. So,
yeah.
I recommend if you're ever going to do crockpot turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do mashed potatoes, the Prady style, Irish cottage Prady style.
Sure.
With the sour cream and the butter and the chives and the, shit, I need to get okay. Anyway, I'm gonna have some wild rice blend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have that one sauce, the mushroom cranberry walnut sauce.
Oh.
So good, so easy and so donut. Good. I'm gonna have butternut squash, not made from scratch unless Joe gets a bug up his butt. Just like carton. Yeah. Butternut squash. And Joe was like, I am offended. He was like, just, grab me the ingredients and I'll make it. And I'm like, I am not going to try to pretend to know what ingredients you need for butternut squash. You can go get the ingredients you want for butternut squash.
Yeah.
And you can make it. But
we did the same thing. Raterly went to Costco and got four of the little, like, flats of the butternut, pre-cut butternut squash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've got so many other things going on.
Right.
Like,
yep. That's the thing.
There is going to be enough cooking happening. If mm-hmm. we get butternut squash that has just been cut by someone else,
right.
It's okay.
That's the thing.
Right. Yeah, there was a season where we decided to just buy the boxed soup instead of...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I did. I got the boxed soup,
yep.
And Joe was offended.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're that offended and fucking make your own goddamn butternut squash.
Yeah.
so doing that. Yams with marshmallows.
Classic.
Yeah.
I am.
The only non-crockpot thing that I am making is my cornbread. Because my cornbread.
Randomly
wears a little fedora.
Like yams. And so we and none of her family does, so we don't really do the yams with the marshmallow and
the brown sugar.
And I'm sad about that every year. But
yeah. My place from one to whenever, you can come over, get a scoop of marshmallow yams, and fuck off. You just walk in.
Walk out.
His own cup.
Yeah.
He just puts it in his flask. That's what the flask is for.
I'm just in the middle of dinner here at home with all the family. Just start putting on my coat. I'll be back in about 40 minutes.
All right. Yep.
Yes.
Story checks out.
Yeah, put it in my flask.
But yeah, it's not the hardest thing to make. But... but yeah, sure is tasty. Mm-hmm. So that is my Thanksgiving dinner thing that I will be preparing.
Sure.
And I'm always excited to make Thanksgiving entirely out of crock pots. Mm. It tickles.
It's a good way.
I'm just like, I'll just put everything on and let it go.
Solid.
Hey. I'm going to be making something. I found this recipe. I don't even remember where I found it. But it's a cantaloupe cream pie.
Whoa. Was it Dylan Hollis?
I am allergic to at least two things in that pie already. Continue.
What?
Dylan Hollis is famous for making like strange pies of the 1960s.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. Yeah. I don't remember where it came from.
Oh, it'll be Dylan. Yeah. Yeah.
Dylan B. Hollis, yeah.
Okay, I don't remember. I just remember I have it written down in my like notes on my phone. Cantaloupe cream pie, and I was like, oh, that's a thing I should
definitely
try.
Good.
So I'm going to be making a cantaloupe cream pie for the holiday.
And I can have none of that.
You can have none of that. Absolutely, yes. But
but it's gluten and dairy and fruit.
It's specifically melon. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. The rest of us will tell you how it is, Jenna.
Well, thanks. Please describe it in great detail.
Like to top it off with little bits of coconut and some pineapple. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
just a scoop of guac on top, just for good measure.
Right.
Yeah. Well, can't I can't have guac. It. Mm-hmm.
that was for James.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thanksgiving plans, James?
Apart from visiting some lady on Friday for a Friendsgiving.
Only technically a lady. Let's be clear about that.
Legally.
Yes.
I've heard she's once, twice, three times a lady.
Mm.
That's true. But also...
depends who you ask.
The dud from the dating board game.
Fuck Blind that date. Guy.
Yeah.
So mad at him.
So, yeah. Aside from that, every year we go
Wasn't that Chris Evans or something like that?
Okay, so, no, the dud from the dating game. There was the first time I really got to meet a bunch of boothies. Mm-hmm. We played the dating match game board game thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept getting the dud every fucking spin.
Yeah.
No, it's like on the box art for like the board game was like Chris Evans, when a young Chris Evans, I think, was like a model.
What?
For
well, I think that it's been around for like for a long time, and I know that they've updated it, so it would not surprise me.
I don't know if it's a young Chris Evans, like that'd be about the right time period though.
Mystery date. It was
that's the one.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's the remake of it, because the one that we were playing was from like the 1960s.
Yeah, he's on he's on the box art for Mystery Date.
Okay.
And he sure the fuck is.
Yeah. But that's the one with the cell phone. We were playing the one with the door.
We didn't have the cell phone. Sure, yeah.
This is the 1999 version.
Sure. All right.
But,
anyway.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Thank you for that tidbit. Yeah. Also.
Yep.
That's pretty great.
You said a thing that made me go, are you Jamesing right now?
Yes.
I absolutely was Jamesing there for a second. But, yeah.
But yeah, then we were able to come along for the ride, so that was great.
It's because I actually explained how we got there, James.
I don't understand.
Jokes are funnier when you explain
them. And it was
them.
Logical.
Yeah, well, we can't all be Jenna.
Yep.
The Thursday, we always do Thanksgiving at my parents' place.
Mm-hmm.
watch the parade, watch the dog show, play some video games. Traditionally, I have asked my mom to get turkey loaf. They just don't make it anymore. It is nowhere. I said this Thanksgiving that we were going to bring the food and prep it. My sister's going to bring some things. Vincent, Jax, and I are going to bring some others. I'm trying to decide on the meat for the main course. It's not going to be a turkey because it's,
I mean, I've told you my
fiddly
idea. I think rotisserie chicken from Cub.
I mean, rotisserie chicken really from Cub is a pretty fucking solid bet. But
that was almost the meat that was going to be.
Ordinarily, the easy meal that I would make would be asparagus and salmon in a foil envelope in the oven for an hour, basically.
Right.
With just too much lemon and butter. Mm. And that usually turns out super well. But one of the people in attendance is not a fan of seafood and not a fan of the smell of seafood. So, gotta figure something else out. Mm-hmm. So, it might be a pork loin, it might be a ham, it might be something like that. I'm really worried about
rotisserie chicken from Cub.
Or a $5 rotisserie chicken.
I know, right?
The more we say it,
$5 rotisserie chicken
from Cub.
Yeah, from Cub. They've got them at Costco, too.
Mm. Well, not the ones from Cub, though.
No.
They don't have the ones from Cub at Costco. Ones from Costco.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, totally different.
You reach into the shelf, we don't want to cross the streams. Out in a Cub.
We don't cross the streams, James.
We're just escape of portals ever. Yeah.
Now you're Thanksgiving with portals.
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
And then...
Good.
So, four Thanksgivings and a birthday. That's my movie.
Aww. Wait, somebody's having a birthday?
Yeah. So I've got four Thanksgivings on Sunday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, I'm going to the season opener of the Minnesota Frost hockey game for my birthday, because my birthday is on the 2nd.
And did you buy tickets, or did somebody give you tickets?
You're an asshole.
I spent money on tickets,
because
that's a thing that they make you do.
Yep.
Mm.
But yeah, no, that'll be fun. But yeah, no, the four Thanksgivings and a funeral. Wait,
no, four
weddings and a hockey game,
and it's
so five weddings,
four hockeys.
We should take a break.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. That's how the pool has pee in it.
Gross.
Otherwise, it doesn't have pee. It's got poo. That's why it's called a pool. Otherwise, it could be called a peed. Peel. A peel has pee. A pool has poo. Don't ask me what Paul has.
What about Pause. Paul?
Well, he is a puppy, so yes.
But it's got four wheels. There are
four... So it's a tricycle.
Wheels.
It's a tricycle with a spare tire?
Yeah.
Yeah. That works for me.
A mouse on vacation.
What? No, what? Don't.
Okay, we were doing so well, and then James opened his mouth. Go sleep. We're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Me.
It's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five!
All right, today's Fast Five comes to us from... You know him. You love him. Unless you don't know him. In that case, you don't know him well enough to love him. Stefan Senpai!
Yay! Senpai!
Today, let me see. The opening thoughts are... how often do you replace / upgrade your gaming computer?
Ooh. I mean, I just did this
Mine
year.
Is 4 years old, and I don't see any reason to upgrade unless something breaks.
Yeah.
I upgrade it when it breaks.
I will... Like, if it gets slower, like, sometimes computers will get slower.
Sure.
Due to a variety of factors. And if it's something where, like, honestly, it's just like any car. Mm-hmm. If the repair is worth it to keep it going, have at. Mm-hmm. If I need a car to do something different than what I previously needed a car to do, or the amount of repair is too much time and effort and money, then I'll just get a new one. So, yeah. Just it depends on the situation.
Yeah,
I don't have I replace it every 18 months or some bullshit like that. Like
I shower once a year, whether I need it or not.
I replaced my entire system this year. I originally got my old one 7 years ago.
Wow!
And I was like, I had done some upgrades.
Yeah,
over the course of time, but
yeah.
This computer is definitely older than 4 years. yes. It's got a broken hinge. I never close this laptop because.
So are you saying it's unhinged?
I'm glad you said it.
Okay. You would say it. I wouldn't. But
one of the many reasons I'm glad that she said it.
Yes.
Yeah. If you said it, I would have mocked you.
Yes. Kay. That's another one.
Rightfully so. the last time I bought a game new computer. I.e. this one, is because I bought a game on Steam that it literally could not run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That game was Doom, so it was a real problem.
No, that game was Assassin's Creed Unity.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it was like, I would try to load up, and it would be just like, nope. And I was like, well, I now own a game that I cannot play unless I upgrade. Mm-hmm. So I had to pool my tips from performing for, you know, a season and then use that to buy a new one.
Contemplating upgrading mine and giving my old one to someone in need before the cost of things changes.
Sure.
To gloss over that.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Tariffs and transport and all of that is going to get more exciting in the next few years.
Yeah.
I should figure out what to stock up on. Anyway, but that was just a question Stefan had.
Yeah, that was an opening thought. So
yeah.
He got in a sneaky freebie.
Ooh,
it wasn't an A or B choice though.
No, it was an open-ended question.
Is the next one an A or B choice?
Sneaky freebie is my concept album.
Ooh, sneaky freebie is. My boylesque name.
That's good.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I could see that.
All right. Actual question. Number one. Glass or plastic?
In general, I prefer glass, unless there are safety concerns. I'm gonna go glass.
I agree. I prefer not to use plastic unless I need to.
Right.
I'm having a moral debate about 3D printing because there's a lot of wasted plastic.
Sure.
Like the scaffolding and the when you change filaments and that kind of stuff. So I'm looking into...
But there are systems to
recycle
reclaim that.
Yeah. And since so many of my friends do 3D printing, even if I don't, it might be beneficial to have a repository for all of their like garbage filament stuff, mm-hmm. In order to just make like a mystery flavor filament.
Yep.
There's that, or I'm betting that some
is
of the hackers
puce. Yes.
It was.
Oh God.
But I mean, if it's just going to be a base that you're going to paint over anyway,
sure. Wow. Well, and in many cases, it's just like a rapid prototype, so that you can make a mold and do something else.
Exactly.
With it. But yeah.
Right.
So there's that. But I think glass. I think glass. I remember when peanut butter and mayonnaise started being available in plastic.
Mm.
And the ad was really simple. It was just somebody opens the fridge, one of the jars falls out, and it bounces on the kitchen tile.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. And they're like, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Just, and that's it. No, that's all you need.
Plastic, buy our fucking stuff.
Plastic absolutely has its uses.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong.
Medical stuff. Yeah. Always. Yeah.
But in general, I prefer.
We could reduce. Yeah. Yeah.
We went a little overboard with it.
Yeah.
I also just really like how classic glass looks.
Yes.
Like I just got a bunch of glass containers with little bamboo suctiony lids for my nut bar. Have I told you guys about my nut bar?
God damn.
I'm like a nut bar. Huh. I have a bunch of containers
like
with
a Pearson's nut bar?
No, like I have 8 glass containers and each one of them has a different type of a nut. So like cashew and walnut.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you feel like a more different nut.
But like I need more protein in my diet, so I just got myself a bunch of different snacking nuts but made it classy.
You heard it
so
here.
So I have a nut bar. My nuts are well contained, but on display.
I prefer them mixed. Mm,
like
though.
A codpiece.
I don't like mixed.
Really?
Right. No. I feel like it's too
disorganized.
Sectioned off paper plate thing.
Oh shit, I'm right. Oh no.
No, that's, you are.
Oh
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
Also, mixed nuts, like, there are times I will take in a trail mix, but I like making my own because I like a trail mix that is walnuts and craisins and. Like super dark chocolate that doesn't have any milk in it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, this appeals to the old man.
Yeah,
part this, of
it's
my
got
heart.
A kind of a richer and not as like overly sweet thing going on, as opposed to like the kind of trail mix, the peanut and the M&M and the whatever else.
It's like a World War II
raisins
trail mix.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's really tasty. I recommend.
I like a good old like gorp.
I don't. It's too much.
I'll do a cashew gorp. A gork?
No, gorp is how I know it.
Yeah, but with cashews instead of peanuts.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You're a gork.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So I'll go glass.
Okay, glass all around. Question number 2.
Ooh. Raise a glass.
Plate or chip? Chip.
Yeah. I'll just microwave cheese on chips.
What? Plate or chip? I'm having a hard time figuring out any kind
I'm
of
guessing, do you put
that.
Your dip on a plate and then scoop from the plate, or do you just use the chip as your mode of delivery? Just of
like
dip to
chips
mouth.
Directly into the container?
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
If
I'm a slob.
If it's like a party situation, I will definitely scoop my own. If it's a me and my house situation, why make another dirty? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. At a party, you will always find me at the snack table.
Yeah.
Because I will just hover there and nibble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say chip overall.
Yeah. Chip.
Chip. All right. Chip, chip, chip. Question number 3. Unified or Frankenstein? Frankenstein. I'm not worried about aesthetics.
My house has a mixture of smart assistants. We've got Siri, we've got Alexa, we've got Google, all in the same household.
Nope, I am all Google all day, all the time. But I think, like, my computer, as it stands right now, because I just got it, I basically had somebody else put it together with my specifications, because I'm old and can afford it. It's not really a Frankenstein box yet. But I'm sure as I need to start updating and changing things, it will will Frankenstein a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't. I don't know. Whatever the necessity is, I guess. I generally like to have things a bit more streamlined overall, so I'll go unified.
Okay.
But that's
Sure.
Yeah.
James.
Frankenstein.
You're going Frankenstein. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't.
Yeah. The one benefit is that when something arrives ordered from the terrible Bezos company, that I get a little yellow notification light.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unlike
Google. So, because Alexa is Amazon, when you order something from Amazon, it has a little yellow ring around it when one of your packages arrives.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yeah. I had no idea.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I did not know that was a thing.
Nope. Yep.
So, all right.
Question number 4. Standard or custom?
Custom. I like getting what I want.
I'm going to go with custom as well.
And I know enough to know what I want.
Yeah, there's that.
That's the thing.
With the exception of allergies, I usually don't customize foods that I order. I'll usually just order them as they are. Like, if there are options, I might take those options. If it's a build your own, I'll do that. But
as far as food stuff is concerned, like, I've gotten over that. I'll just be like, nope, this is what I'm getting.
Sure.
And it is probably because of the allergies, but like, that's just kind of woven its way into my world now. I'm not even shy about it. I'm like, this is what I want. And sometimes I can get what I want. But I was thinking more like computer builds and things like that, because that really seems to be the theme here for me.
Might be.
And yeah, I'm guessing it's computer, but even for food, life's too short to not eat something that you don't want just because it's more normal.
To not?
Whatever. You know what I mean?
Life is too short to eat something just because you're unwilling to say something about it.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, like if it's got something on there that I don't want it, I don't want it. Make it not be there. It's no skin off their, you know,
chicken
to take the chicken out of it. So,
chicken skin. Oh, we should have gotten a Popeyes. Skin. God damn. Anyway,
chicken from Popeyes. So yeah, custom.
All
and
right.
Yeah, with computers, same thing. What Jenna said.
Yeah,
I know what I want.
Yeah,
we're all in computers, like we. Know what we're talking about.
We're in your computer right now.
Oh my god.
When it comes to the ITs, we know what we're talking about, and so we're just going to like
the its?
Yes.
Okay.
When it comes to
Monty Python.
When it comes to clowns in sewer grates.
Yes.
Oh, I thought Cousins with her suit.
I was thinking It Girl.
Oh yeah. Her suit cousin.
Gotcha. Cousin, it is 2 T's, James. The joke doesn't work. Seriously, sleep.
God, that's the meanest trick.
Question number 5.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
IRQ.
Oh.
Or DMA?
I grew up having to worry about IRQs. Like, if your sound card and your video card in the olden days.
I'm really irked by Dumas.
Alexander Dumas?
Yes.
It's racist.
The demilitarized area.
Wow.
That's what it feels like to give this look.
Now you know.
Now you get
this
it.
This is what you do.
See?
I don't like it.
Yeah, welcome to our fucking... Anyway.
Yeah.
DMA.
Is that, like, dynamic resource assignment? I don't remember.
I never remember what the acronyms stand for. I just... issues. It's a matrix assignment.
Which one? No,
DMA.
Direct memory access.
Right, oh, okay.
Okay.
Why did I think it was matrix?
Anyway. Because we were just talking about being in someone's computer.
Yeah.
I feel like that might be a different animal. All right. Okay.
Yeah, we're back on it.
It's a bit of a giraffe, but it's also a zebra.
Yes.
Okay.
So, demilitarized area versus I recall correctly.
Quickly. Questioningly.
Corrosively. Nothing that also does is going to happen quickly. Well, no.
I get it. Anyway.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend time doing something I'm not enjoying.
You barely spend time doing things that you do enjoy.
I want my burger the way I want my burger.
I mean that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go DMA.
Cool. Great. James,
you went
I said IRQ.
IRQ. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going with Alexander Dumas.
Because it's French.
ooh la la.
All right.
Okay.
Question number one. That's exactly what they sound like. Prove me wrong. No, don't.
All right, Sean Petre.
Oh.
You have a job.
Truly. This is a petrol.
This warm rum goes straight to my head. Question number one. Glass or plastic?
Yeah.
When looking head on from the front, what is the left side of your PC case made of?
Oh.
Plastic.
Plastic? I don't think my laptop has any glass.
I think mine is also plastic. I haven't had a glass, like a glass anything on my PC case for a long time.
I think my case is mostly, like if you're talking the access panel, left side of the box itself.
Like I think
part that you take probably on
is it the left side of the front? He says we're looking at the
head
front.
On from the front.
Head on from the front. Okay. Okay. Is the side panel glass? No, it's metal.
See, mine's metal too. I'm like,
so it's neither.
Mine actually came with both because I did the custom thing. I had both the plastic and a metal one.
Yeah.
So I decided to go with the metal for now. But I do have plastic capabilities if I should choose.
The first computer that I built for myself, I cut a window into and I put a plexiglass, a plastic.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did you have Windows running Windows?
I did.
Yes.
Yeah. And I put a little radiation symbol on it and then a blue cathode tube inside.
That makes sense.
Glow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I haven't had a tower in a decade. I have a laptop. This laptop
happens to lots of guys.
This laptop has more computing power than the tower I built in college.
The more you think about it, the worse it gets.
I think that's why I'm not thinking about it.
Good. Or anything for that matter.
So,
all right.
Yeah. There's no reason for me to have a tower anymore.
I think most of my computer gaming that I do is either at a desk where a laptop is a better fit or at a LAN party where a laptop is a better fit.
Yeah.
So as much as it sucks for cost and upgradability, it's kind of the better option.
Mm-hmm. I do the vast majority because I don't game a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The types of gaming I do is generally like my phone games, mm-hmm. my Candy Crushes and my whatnot.
Candy Crush.
Mm-hmm. Or I do streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And for streaming, it's actually way better for me to have an actual tower system.
Sure.
And since I don't bring it anywhere, and I keep it on top of my desk as opposed to underneath,
mm-hmm.
so it just doesn't get as
kicked,
mm-hmm.
kicked and dirty, and the little dust bunnies can't jump into it as easily.
Whee.
So yeah, I got the mesh wire on that for sure.
Yeah.
Also, my streaming area is in a closet, so as much cooling factor as I can get on that computer, the better.
Yeah,
but
very true.
Yeah. Right. So,
question number two: plate or chip? Is your PC's OS drive a spinny platter hard drive or a solid state drive?
Oh, solid state drive.
Solid state.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That's just the fucking way.
Yeah, that's
question number three, unified or Frankenstein. Do you choose to get all your PC peripherals from a single manufacturer, e.g. Corsair, Logitech, Razer, or do you get whatever items have the features you want? Oh, Frankenstein, 100%.
Yeah, fucking Frankenstein.
I'm willing to get it from anywhere I want, but I've been fairly happy with Logitech overall.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, my headset's different, but everything else is Logitech. Oh,
I got a Logitech headset that I fucking love. It is the best headset that I've ever owned. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember for sure, but I think I got like a super like, no, this headset has 17-hour life.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like my old one kept dying in the middle of streams and it was awkward. Fuck. So.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, so I think that's the only peripheral I have that isn't Logitech.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like,
they just do well.
I've had more serious keyboards, like full-on RGB gaming keyboards. I don't need that.
Yeah,
I want typing comfort. And honestly, I think my most comfortable keyboard right now is made by Apple.
Oh.
So I have an Apple keyboard, a Logitech mouse, and a Logitech headset.
Yeah.
So kind of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a third party Xbox controller that I plug into the USB port.
Oh sure.
Shit, I didn't even think of the controller. Yeah, I've got a controller from another, from 8BitDo. 8BitDo?
8BitDo?
That I actually have a controller that I never use because I've always been much more of a PC gamer anyway. Yeah. So like I'm just generally more comfortable with that.
Sure.
But I do have a controller and I have no idea where it came from. I don't know its brand. I don't know why I own this thing. I just have it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I've got a super nice one that's mostly for like platforming and racing games and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Makes sense. I just checked my controller. It doesn't have a. I think it had a sticker on it at some point, but it's long gone.
It's now Mad Cats.
Yeah. It is an Xbox controller that I USB plug into my computer, and that's where I do all of my gaming. Hmm.
The controller that I use is also the one that I use for the Nintendo Switch, and also for a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. So.
All right.
All right, question number four, standard or custom. Do you install the optional configuration software for your PC peripherals, or do you leave them to operate with the standard Windows device drivers?
It would fucking drive me crazy if I did not change some of the keys on my keyboard and my mouse, and I also, like, the default mode for the mouse that I've got just flashes a bunch of fucking lights, and I would hate that. It also reduces the battery life a crazy amount. It goes from being like a month and a half of battery life to being like 9 days of battery life. It's a ridiculous difference, and you have to download the software in order to make the change to the thing. Yeah, no,
And this is your mouse, you said?
It's the mouse, yeah.
It's got flashy lights on your mouse?
It's got flashy lights on the mouse, which I don't need. If I could get the same mouse without the flashy lights. If I could get the same mouse without the flashy lights, I fucking would.
Why are you putting lights on a mouse?
You're holding
it. You don't need that. No, but that, right. That was a rhetorical question to the company making it.
Because it was made like 6 years ago or so, and everybody was
flashing into lights, cool,
hardcore lights and gaming things. So
yeah. I usually just go with the default unless there's a reason to change it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm old and lazy. I will always adjust my mouse scrolling a little bit, but that's not driver based. Yeah, that's just
definitely will adjust the mouse
settings thing.
This controller that I have for gaming. Does not work at all if you don't use the custom
Yeah.
Drivers.
The thing that makes me feel fucking crazy about that is that some manufacturers have multiple programs that you have to download in order to do that for different peripherals. Mm-hmm. Logitech is a big offender on that one, as is Razer, or at least has been. It used to be that you had to download like three different things for Razer stuff.
I vaguely remember that.
Can't. Do not love. So, but at some point, because I'm going to be making the change once, I will just do that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Question number 5, IRQ or DMA, which Sound Blaster configuration setting abbreviation did you learn first?
IRQ.
IRQ or DMA?
I mentioned sound cards. Yep.
Yeah.
No, DMA for me.
Yep. I don't remember.
Run DMA?
I literally do not remember.
Yeah. Okay. I had Sound Blaster 16, Sound Blaster 32, Sound Blaster 32 Gold, Sound Blaster whatever for a long time. That was real important to everything that I was doing for some reason. So, making sure that you didn't have overlaps in IRQ was important.
Mm-hmm. All right. Closing thoughts. Quote, your sound card works perfectly. Close quote.
Nice.
Is that an in-joke, James?
My memory of that is the test. And I had a CD that I got with my CD drive that would help you test the speakers.
And it does sound like a driver test, yeah.
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 I look forward to being told that I'm incredibly wrong, but that's my memory of it.
Also, I considered marking this time-sensitive to be read immediately, but you've already read my Fast Five from October 27th, 2 weeks late, due to committee shenanigans. So,
I love a committee shenanigans.
Are we... Speaking of committees and Fast Fives, are we
This
out
is
of
the
fast
last
fives?
One I have in the hopper.
Oh.
So.
And we've got none in the chamber.
1+1+2+1.
I mean, it's this four is, tires,
I'm going
salsa.
To, I'm just going to say it again.
It's a tricycle.
This is the last one that we have in the hopper.
Well, it's no longer in the hopper.
Dennis
this
hopper?
Is the last one that we have in the hopper. I'm just going to keep saying it over and over again until...
I think this is why we never have one, because everyone's like...
Thank you so very much to Stefan Senpai for sending in that Fast Five. If you would like to send a Fast Five, go to a1podcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. Does anybody have a shout-out?
I'm going to give it a shout-out to Joe, because he's an amazing, wonderful friend person who had a birthday. And he hates it when people all talk about his birthday, so, sucker.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shout-out to Gus, the Bardic Troubadour, because he brought pizzas, 3 gigantic pizzas, and some snacks to the Over the Garden Wall watch. So, thank you. And, yeah, all right. Good.
I'm going to give my shout-out to D&D. What a timeless game. It's so much fun. My kids and I are doing a campaign right now. And the fact that it's going on this long and we can still
years later.
Yeah, and still be able to like bring my kids to absolute rage. All while having the best time of their life. It's solid. D&D is great. I love it. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I have things to plug. Do you have things to plug?
I do. I have one thing to plug, and that is this Friday. It is the Vilification Tennis game show. And if you like game shows, if you like Vilification Tennis, fucking see it. We're actually not going to be doing any traditional Vil rounds. Ooh. It's going to be solidly game show from end to end.
And, like, I've loved the game show shows historically. Like, they're always just a blast.
Yeah.
You might be able to win fabulous prizes, maybe?
I believe that there is an audience participation game.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So that same day is when I'll Be Home for Kalis, the Hallmark parody of the season, opens.
Hell yeah.
But, you know, like, you could see it so many other days, too. Saturday, November 30th. God, we have so many days for this. I am going to read the thing. I haven't read it before, so. Yeah. A powerful Klingon warrior has received an ultimate promotion, but why do her hearts feel like something is still missing from her life? A trip to Minnesota will surely help her get a taste of small-town life and discover the true meaning of love and battle. We are excited to announce a brand new Klingon Hallmark movie mashup brought to life for the holiday season. And make sure to arrive early to check out our holiday market featuring local artists in the Phoenix lobby.
Rad.
Yeah, I hear we've got a great selection of local artists this year. Mm-hmm. And like I've said before, the show is fucking adorable. It was written by Angela Fox. It's so cute, you guys.
Speaking of unicorns. Yeah.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. It is an absolute Hallmark parody. They lean real hard into that. And the Hallmark parody lean juxtaposed with Klingons battling is just, it's delightful. You guys, go see it. So, yeah, I will be seeing the matinee on the 7th. Join me for that or go see it another day. There are so many options for you to go see this. We have had a bunch of pre-sales. So if you want to make sure you can see it on a specific day, maybe get your tickets now.
Yeah, make sure that you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Then I'm going to pass out from my 8 months of being productive.
God damn.
I'm going to go hibernate for a little bit after that.
Mm-hmm. For about 2 weeks before she starts planning the next week.
Basically.
She's already started planning the next
also
one.
That.
Shut up. Don't be accurate.
Why would you call her out like that?
Rude.
Because she sent me a message asking me to do that. Oh. It was my follow-up from the meeting, actually.
The secret meeting.
Your action.
Secret meeting.
Yeah. Secret meeting. Through the downtime. Secret meeting.
What is that called? Your action somethings at the end of a meeting.
Actionable items.
Yeah. I fucking hate that shit.
Me too.
I love them so much.
Me too.
You guys.
No.
If we don't have actionable items, how do we know what needs to happen next?
It's easy. You say, these are the things you need to do.
That's
yeah, but actionable items, it's alliterative.
It sounds stupid as fuck.
It's alliterative.
It sounds stupid as fuck. Those are two different letters. Nope. What?
Nope.
What?
That's not how alliteration works.
Nope.
Actionable atoms.
There we go. I like that.
Actionable items.
Actionable items.
Sounds very South African. Yes. Yeah. You got some items that are actionable.
Or New Zealander. Yeah. Aotearoan.
No.
A little more South African, but oh well.
I like actionable items. And
All right.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye.
Thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to Stefan for sending in
Yay, Stefan.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you. And normally I do blame you, but
I'm
pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh,